B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Yes,
ma'am.
May I speak to the disc jockey, please?
Lady, you're speaking to the disc jockey. This is Stan. You are Sarita Williams.
Uh-huh.
Don't you know, after calling this show as you monitor hate radio, don't you know calling this show that when you phone in, I answer the phone? You're calling in the call-in lines. It's not like calling to the front desk. Get it through your head.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I will just go ahead, sir.
Yes.
And I will add that to the list.
The list. What list, ma'am?
I cut right to the chase, sir.
Okay. I appreciate it, ma'am.
I am offended.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's cutting right to... You're offended. What are you offended by? Me personally? The show? The radio station? Life in general? What do you think that might be? You're offended.
I'm under no obligation to explain myself to you.
Okay. You called in. You want to go and tell me you're offended?
Well, what I am doing is I am calling on you to do the right thing and turn the radio station off.
Hold it. Are you saying that to the listeners, or are you saying it to us, the radio station, that we should shut the radio station down?
No, I'm saying that to you.
To
you
me?
You know where that button is.
To shut the radio off.
I am calling formally.
Yes.
For you to turn the radio station off permanently.
Okay.
Because you cannot be trusted.
I can't be trusted. So are you saying shut it off and put something else on, or just have static?
No. I think we're best served just to have the whole thing gone.
And why is that?
Because I'm offended.
At me.
I am under no obligation to tell you why I am offended.
I thought you were going to get right to the point, Sarita.
Sir,
you're offended.
Sir.
Ma'am.
I am under no obligation
to
explain to you why I am offended.
No, you are under no obligation.
I am simply calling formally.
Formally.
Just shut that radio station down.
Okay. When would you like me to do it?
Immediately.
And then what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to earn a living? How's Haney supposed to earn a living? How's D-Train supposed to get slave wages?
Pardon me?
You see, I was...
Pardon me?
Cheap wages. How's that?
I am under no obligation to answer you, but...
Look, you don't have to. I'm asking you, will you answer me?
But I would be happy to answer what all of you people can do.
You people. I'm going to put that on the list. You referred to me as you people.
You make whatever list you want,
because
you ain't going to win this one.
Uh-huh. Did you put slave wages down on your list?
Uh-huh. Twice now.
Because I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to make my own list with you.
Now you
I'm offended. You know how many times I've been offended by you, lady?
You are not allowed to be offended.
I can be offended if I want to be offended. And you have offended me countless times. You and your entire family.
You, as far as I know, are not
Hey!
You're not a tranny.
Don't use that language on the show. You know, you should know that that's inappropriate to refer to people like that.
Well, you are certainly not a person of color.
I am not a person of color. Well, I am categorized as Caucasian. That's color. There's some color there. Nobody's Snow White.
Well,
I've got color on my skin. I happen to be 9% Native American. I'm offended by you.
Well, if you want to put on makeup, that's your business, having color on your skin, because that's the only color you'd have.
What is that supposed to mean?
you asked me for a plan of action.
I didn't ask you for any plan of action. I just want to know what the hell's your problem.
You said, what should I do after I shut the radio off as per your instruction, Ms. Williams?
I said, if I shut the radio off, what am I going to do?
Sir, would you stop verbally raping me?
You've been reading too much, Sarita. You know what? And this comes from Whitey. Do you remember when I helped your nephew Dick try to get onto the baseball team and the basketball team? Do you remember when I gave you tickets to Sinbad and you wanted to go to that? You remember when you called and you wanted a gift basket but you didn't win anything and I still gave you a gift basket? You're talking to me, Sarita Stan, who's done an awful lot for you. You've gotten an awful lot of handouts.
Well, that didn't cost you nothing.
It most certainly did.
And as for what you can do after you shut that abomination of a radio station.
So it's
the
whole radio station. Abomination.
You shouldn't have any difficulty. You skate by like on your white privilege.
I don't have any white. I don't know where this is all coming from. I've scratched and clawed my entire life. I haven't been given nothing.
I'll tell you where it's coming from.
Oh, for crying out loud, I'm going to get an attorney and sue you.
Well, I happen to have attorneys of my own.
Well, of course you got an attorney of your own. You live with one. Now, I'm free. It's freedom of speech. I'm not inciting any kind of hate speech. I'm not inciting any kind of riot. This happens to be American. I have First Amendment rights to the freedom of speech as well as you do. So you can go and spew off all you want and shut the radio station off and that you're offended and blah, 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 blah.
Well,
I'm going to defend your right to say it, but I don't have to listen to you.
Your First Amendment don't mean a thing to me. It was written by slave owners.
Oh, for crying out loud. Are you going to go this route? Are you going to go this route, woman? Because let me tell you something. You can go and spew all of this that you want. But let me tell you, you, Sarita, have never been a slave. And D-Train works for slave wages. Write that one down on your list.
Well, and I've also heard you making comments about, and by the way, I don't care about your First Amendment. That was written by slave owners.
I know, you said that. You said that. Boy, is it raining where you're at?
Yes, and I definitely need to get my roof fixed.
Boy, you're in a rainstorm. What do you got, a tin roof?
You're not going to confuse me. You are not going to confuse me, sir.
I'm not trying to confuse you.
Now,
when did you become a liberal like this? Didn't you vote for Trump?
You tricked me into voting for Trump.
Okay.
And that's what you people do. You try and twist things around.
I'm not trying to twist anything around.
Well, we'll see about that. But I'm also tired of everybody in this town being disrespectful to the head of the NAACP.
What do you mean being disrespectful to him? The one that wants to take that? Will you get out of the rain?
I can't.
No, because you're talking to me out on your lanai and you're smoking.
Well, yeah. Little old bookworm son of mine say, oh, mama, it makes my lungs hurt.
Yes, and it makes your clothes stink, and it makes your teeth yellow.
Yep, nobody can kiss my crap.
Hey, come on, see? Listen to you. Why are you free to spew everything you want?
Well, I would say I have my own differences with the NAACP.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate the fact that Mr. Mathis took a Muslim name. And I tell you what we're going to do about that statue.
What, the Robert E. Lee statue?
I don't want it relocated.
No.
I want it removed and destroyed, and I want it replaced with a statue of Nat Turner.
Nat Turner?
Yes, a strong black man.
What difference does it make? I mean, they can't both statues be up? A strong black man, get out of the rain.
I can't get out of the rain, sir. I don't have the white privilege to just control the weather like you people do.
I control the weather now. I've about had it with you. I've truly about had it with you.
I know about all them doing that up with them cloud seeding and them chemtrails. Yep. I know all about it.
Yep, and you probably been drinking over in the Dunbar area. A lot of polluted water, too.
Well, as far as I know, there's nothing wrong with the water.
Oh,
you do something to the water, you silly mother.
Hey, what? You know what? There's things that you can't do. You can't say stuff like that. Listen to this rain.
Oh, so now the old slave-owning white man don't protect my right to say
Will
that?
Will you get off? I was never a slave owner. I never went. My family came from Europe, and they didn't get here till the 19-teens.
Well, sir,
I have nothing to do with that.
I will have you.
You're
know,
just looking
I am...
to pick a fight with anybody. That's what you're doing. You're sitting out in the rain, smoking, picking fights.
Well, what I'm hoping is that I can get my name out there because there's never been an African American elected to the school board, and I want to teach the children.
What?
I love the radio. It's so random.
This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite.
Radio on a big beat.
I was raised on the radio.
Begin the day with a friendly voice. A companion unobtrusive.
Music on the radio.
All we hear is Radio Clash
on your radio.
I hit the radio on.
Quality radio.
When I'm driving, I hear a guy on the radio who talks to me.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
suddenly there's a whole new way of looking at radio. Introducing
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Thank you. Thank you very much. You're a fantastic audience. My name is Stan, my partner, who I haven't seen since early March, is a few miles away at his home poolside.
Hey, you got your birthday present. What are you worried about?
Mark Haney, and then, that was the last day. That was the last day that we saw each other. You want to turn just the music down just a touch?
Oh, for crying out loud, I was putting my smoke out. I was about to.
Oh, gee. I'm going to start eating. Okay, everything's fine.
I thought everything was calm.
Everything's calm, can't you tell?
All is calm, all is bright.
Yep. Rob Show producing the show behind the glass for good reason. And more and more Beasley employees coming into work.
There seems to be a lot going on behind the scenes for you today.
You got no idea.
You were sabotaged again, weren't you?
Well, I was sabotaged. Look, let's start from going back to when Matt Mangus was on the air. They still got the expert in here helping the chief engineer out with all the computer stuff.
Helping consists of shutting everything off while we're using it.
Well, that's
right?
What they're doing. They're practicing different things to shut off. And so I'm walking down the hallway when Matt was on, and he comes running down the hallway and he says, "We got more problems." I said, "What's the more problems?" He says, "One of the channels on the station dropped out." I said, "What?" They got it fixed quickly enough, and then I got in here to start the show, and I throw you in the queue monitor to make sure that you're there and you're checking in. Might I say, I'm happy about you're checking in like clockwork, and I didn't.
Yes, and right, you know, I know you like it a couple of minutes before two, just so you know what happened. I checked in as usual, and I did a brief commercial about those towels made with Georgia cotton.
Yeah, didn't hear it.
And then I didn't hear back from you, and so I waited, maybe 2 or 3 minutes, and I said, you know what, I better do it again just in case. And my good humor had left me at that point.
I bet it did.
And I simply said, test, test, multiple times. And then you texted me back with test, test.
That's
and
so
I
weird.
I thought, okay, he got me. It's fine.
That's so weird that you were saying test, test. I hadn't heard from you. I'm going kind of almost like, test, test, you're going to test this? And then as I'm sitting here.
So I said test, test.
Yeah.
You texted test, test.
Test, test.
I thought
neither
problem
one of us
solved.
Knew. Neither one of us knew. So I'm sitting here, minding my own beeswax.
What are the odds of that?
And I look down at the secondary connection. I have a connection for you on the board that has to be dialed in. And then there's a connection on the side, on the little switchboard over here, that has to be dialed in. So I had your connection up there, and then I glanced down.
Now, to be clear, Stan, is there any reason that anyone else would be messing with that?
Absolutely not. And it hasn't been messed with since the last person that messed with it, I don't know, about a week and a half ago. So I glance down, and I see that it's not locked in. They got two lights over there.
The last time it happened had been after a weekend where somebody was running wild through there. This is in the middle of the week. Rob should have been the only one around, right?
Well, and then you got the morning board up, and they're young. And so they like to explore the equipment. And so I was able to get that switched back. I switched it back so that I knew. And then I went and checked with the chief engineer that you were locked in. I'm saying, geez, he's locked in. And then that's when I called you, and we just missed each other. We're fine.
So this morning board op.
Yeah, I don't know anything about
it. It seems like a lot of things happen. That's when our ship lamp was broken.
Yes.
That's when we've had other property defaced.
Yes. The Trump standalone that had the eyes gouged out of it and all that. And then every once in a while, something's out of place here. Let me Let me get the
phone.
You know,
when we were in there in the morning, we were constantly yelled at. Does that not go on anymore?
Guess not. It's just if somebody shows up when the satellite goes on, that's a plus.
Then they're happy.
Yep. Hold on. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hello?
Ahoy.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
How are you? This is Papa. Papa of Stella. I haven't talked with you in a month of Sundays.
Oh, how is Stella doing?
Oh, she is just awesome, even with this crazy virus thing. She's
good.
Doing beautiful.
Good. I didn't expect you to call right out of the box of the show. Anything we can help you with?
No, I just want to reflect on and let you know I really enjoy your program.
Thank you.
And, of course, I really enjoy Stella, and I just wanted to share that with you. You guys be safe and have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you, buddy. Okay, that was nice.
Yeah, we hadn't quite settled in.
No, we're still not even settled in. The show, for us, hasn't even really begun yet. I appreciate the call. We love a little Stella who must be growing up now.
Yeah. See, this time of the show is when we're...
This is not a good time.
We're getting things out of our system, yeah. A lot of complaining.
Anger, frustration. You know, just really, just at least being able to get situated in here so I can effing think straight.
But there's no reason for
it. No, everything's fine. Can't you hear it in my voice? I'm calm.
Well, yeah, you're
calm
as calm
cool.
as you
yep.
were yesterday.
Yep,
when
you darn right I am.
Still not sure what I did to you yesterday.
You didn't do anything to me yesterday. Why is it always pointing to you that you did something to me?
Yeah, because I don't know.
Sorry, I'm calm. It's you know what? I need to take a vacation.
What is it that Jerry Stiller said?
Oh, serenity now. I've tried it. It doesn't work.
It makes things worse.
Yeah, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have the audio grab bag. Then we're going to, I got a beautiful, another edition of Stan's embarrassing moments on television. It's a doozy. And then we'll have the local beat. We're going to play Are You Smarter Than Haney? So we're going to try to get another round of that in. Distancing. Would
you prefer that I voice called you, or do you just want to text me?
Text voice in regards to what you just got?
Yes, because, you're sending me gossip, but no
yeah.
follow-up.
I will text you when I take the break.
Roger that.
All right. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
94.
Roger. 10-4. Roger that. Wilco. Buddy.
Haney actual out.
96 K-Rock.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Wednesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you for joining us, making us part of your afternoon. Audio grab bag in just seconds. We will also have a little something from the local beat for you. Also, Are You Smarter Than Haney? Chance to get a prize today.
And, so, yeah. How many people are allowed in the building now?
50% of the people. They're doing
so. That's double what you had last week, right?
Yes, but they're doing what they, from what I understand, a rotator, where like the salespeople and other people are coming in, and then they have to sign out so other salespeople can come in, and no office people yet, and no receptionist yet. So the building is not open yet to the public.
I miss our office gals.
Yeah, but they're working from home and they're working hard. But the office itself, as far as people coming into the lobby, us bringing on guests, and not even close, from what I understand. So, but there are more people. A lot of them not abiding by the arrows in the hallway. But that's
I would imagine yeah. not. I mean, it's a radio station.
Yeah. and the people coming into the station, unlike us who have been here through the thing, coming in, they're wearing masks. So that's the way
but
that
you could, don't because no. What's the point? You've already been
the
there.
Point. I've been exposed to this building, and the point of wearing a mask is so you don't give the COVID to somebody else. It's not going to prevent you from catching it. At least that's what they say.
I see.
You're right. See. Hey, let me tell you about our pals over at Naples Nissan. The giant used car outlet over there at Naples Nissan, they just started, and now it's their big Memorial Day sale, and it starts right now, right this moment. You can go and test drive over 300 vehicles on the lot, Haney. They're all sitting there at phenomenal prices because they're pre-loved.
Yeah, and you know Aaron Walker. Dealing with him on new stuff is a dream. Now you got over 300 wholesale priced vehicles, and all backed by the famous exclusive unlimited mile lifetime warranty. That is a warranty that lasts forever, accepted anywhere in the USA.
Yep. So get down to the all-new giant used car outlet at Naples Nissan. You know where they are. Pine Ridge Road, that's exit 107 off of I-75, or visit NaplesNissan.com. But here's something that you need to know. This sale will end on Memorial Day. So get down there. All offers with approved credit.
And drop our name.
It
can't hurt.
Nope.
And it might surprise you.
Grab bag brought to you by our friends, our longtime friends at the Pewter Mug North.
We love the Pewter Mug, and we are as loyal to them as the day is long. Yep. And vice versa.
And they're open. They're going by government rules. Dinner only, 5 to 8 p.m.
We got a lot of in common with them. You see, Stan and I are in a volatile business where most people will have a show for maybe 2 years if they're good. Same thing with Pewter Mug. A lot of restaurants come and go. They've been there since the 70s doing it right. We've been here forever, so that we got so much in common. We love them.
I've been playing these corn tunes for you. This one I dedicate to my partner, Mark Haney.
I have no commute. I wear a tracksuit and work from my lazy boy chair. They said stay at home and spend time alone. A pandemic had just been declared. I ordered supplies from Amazon Prime. Got Netflix to stay entertained. I got plenty of food and toilet tissue, so I'll just stay in my domain.
Yeah!
I'm just fine.
Ah, thank you, partner.
Oh, coming up tonight on...
You put a twin spin of that in Rick Moranis, and I'm set.
Yeah. Coming up tonight on Celebrities in Quarantine. I'll be tuning in.
Tonight on Celebrities in Quarantine, Jordan Ziff, lead guitarist of Rat.
Hello? I paid that. We'll check your records. Gah.
That's tonight on Celebrities in Quarantine.
I'll be tuning in.
That sounds really good.
So it's a riveting show. What else we got here? Oh, okay. This is Dateline South Texas. A news report is going viral about an annual beach event in South Texas. It's called Go Topless Jeep Weekend. It gets everybody all worked up. Oh, go topless Jeep. No, it's the Jeeps are topless, yeah, not the girls.
But still a lot of woos.
Oh, yeah. Here's a couple of gals who were there.
Been in quarantine, and, like, I need to get out and party. Woo! What's better than beach and a few drinks and Jeeps? Man, get any better than that? Wash them hands for 20 seconds and keep them clean with the Germex. Totally. Law enforcement's definitely made their visibility and made people chill out and not be as crazy. The cops are doing their job as long as they don't be mean to people who are actually being innocent. Then I'm all gravy, baby.
Some of those girls still have their winter fat on them. It hasn't burned off yet. That was. And it's different in the Northeast. You get girls down here in Florida, it's beach going weather all year long. So up north, when I would make my first trip to Watch Hill for the year, and usually I'd come in to hang out for a couple of weeks right around Memorial Day. And so, because that's the first big weekend on the shore up in Rhode Island. And we would go, and I'd watch the girls coming into my grandmother's store, you know, and they got their swimwear on and sandy feet, and they're going through. And you always knew at the beginning of the year they were a little bit heavier than they would be at Labor Day because they still had that winter coat on them.
Yeah, you know, I remember observing that.
Yeah, it's a fact.
I lived up north for exactly 1 year. And at first, things were kind of normal because it was hot out. And then we started school, and I noticed people were transforming around me.
Oh, yeah. And that first, summer day of the summer season, you know, they have to take the first step. But they don't start really looking up north till about July, August.
Well, see, I think I got there in July, August, and fled before the next July.
Yeah. You got up there when they were all in their prime.
Yeah, and then I watched it deteriorate over the course of a year, and it doesn't even look like the same person.
The sound of what you're about to hear is incredible enough. This person had a camera on their helmet. And it is amazing. A Russian daredevil who goes by the name of Sochi Speeder crashed her motorcycle while going 120 miles per hour on the highway. And her helmet cam captured the whole thing. And ends with her on the ground, heavy breathing as she's lying on the pavement. Somehow, she only suffered minor cuts and bruises. She's lucky to be alive. The video is heart-stopping. The audio, what I'm going to play for you, is truly amazing. This is her crashing at 125 miles per hour on a motorcycle. Unbelievable. And she has, and it's looking down, you can, because the way she's got it on her helmet, you can see the speedometer. She's looking at traffic to her right and going 125 miles per hour until the bike starts shimmying and vibrating, and down she goes.
So she lost control.
125 miles per hour. She had to slow down at one point because of what was in front of her, but then sped, and that's when she kind of started losing control. It was wild.
When that starts, oh, that it makes you sick to your stomach.
Yep, because you know it's coming.
Yeah, if you know anything about it, once it starts, there's always that feeling of, I got it. I can pull out. Oh, there
nope.
It goes. Ah.
Yeah, and she knew she was going to lose it. She was going to have to dump it.
And the weird thing about it, as fast as she's going, I bet it feels like slow motion
yep.
as things go to hell.
Just the video is eerie.
I don't know that I could look at that.
I believe Rob is posting it up on our Facebook page right now, on the Stan and Haney Facebook page, if you want to look at it.
What is it they say about bikers and laying down the bike?
What?
That either you've already done it or you're going to, something like that?
A lot of your bikers will tell you. People going, you know, you're a biker because you see these weekend Harley guys versus the true biker lifestyle that a lot of people do. And others that are rich and buy all the toys. But they say you don't become a real biker until you have you've dumped that bike, until you've taken a spill, because it's going to happen, but you don't know when. And bikers will say, if you can go and have a conversation with them and ask them time they had to dump their bike, a biker will have a story. This, I saw the commercial over the weekend, and my wife and I looked at each other like, what the hell have they done? Kellogg's just redesigned their iconic character, Toucan Sam, from Fruit Loops.
What was wrong with Toucan Sam?
Evidently, they wanted to change him around, and it's horrible. They took his blue body color, made it brighter and more turquoise, and it gave him an anime cartoon style in his eyes, and added a psychedelic rainbow pattern for his beak. And based on the responses on social media since this commercial aired, the verdict is nobody likes it. We like the old Toucan Sam, the kind we remember in this commercial.
What about Mikey?
My nose. It always knows. I detect with my beak the fruit flavors I seek. But where? I smell those orange and lemon cherry tastes. Such a gloomy place to find that lively taste. Whoa!
Looking for these?
Ah, yes, Kellogg's Fruit Loop cereal, part of this nutritious breakfast.
Did I hear you say, what about Mikey?
Yeah.
Did you see that too? Mikey's
no,
now a girl.
No.
Yes.
Say it isn't.
I thought you had seen it. That's why you suddenly brought it up. They have
a
new commercial.
Psychic.
Nope, Mikey's a girl now.
How did Mikey become a girl?
They got the commercial and the Mikey character, they have a modern one, and it's a girl. And I remember seeing that, and I go, this is so wrong.
You're not kidding. Is nothing sacred?
Yeah, I know it. Oh, Rob's got you want to hear it? You want to hear the new one with the girl?
I guess.
Well, you know what? The girl doesn't say anything in the commercial, though. You know, remember, let's ask Mikey.
Yeah.
He hates it, and he doesn't talk. Well, neither does this girl, I don't think. It's a girl. Needless to say, it's a girl.
Well, let's hear it.
All right, if you want to hear it. Let me know when you're ready, Rob. Okay.
Hello again, Mikey.
Life? She won't eat anything healthy.
She likes it. Oh, Mikey likes it.
Life cereal, healthy and delicious, even for picky eaters.
Yep, she likes it.
And they call her Mikey?
Yep.
That's all kinds of wrong.
I'm not even going to go and step my toe into what we're living in right now.
You know, we were highly educated, Stan. We were taught at a young age what Toucan Sam is. We were taught that if Mikey liked it, then it must be good. And Mikey was a boy. And now they're doing everything wrong.
Yep, yep.
This is not what we were prepared for.
No, sir.
It's all gone haywire.
Dateline Chicago. A Grubhub delivery driver got into it with some restaurant employees after they accused him of not following social distancing. Now he's facing charges after he ran one of them over with his car. You know there was pictures and sound taken. Here you go. Beauty.
You just threatened to run her over.
You threatened to run me over. No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you can't tell me to shut up.
Tell him to call down the police for you, babe. Because you just kicked our door. This is too much disrespect that we get on a day-to-day. Like,
that's not calling the police.
Whoa. Jeez.
Boy,
we're all going insane.
My mood is really taking a nosedive the past couple of minutes.
I'm going to wrap up the grab bag with this. We were talking about it yesterday, and it's the truth. Roger Waters is not allowed on the Pink Floyd official websites. That's because David Gilmour has banned him.
Yeah, I mean, he's like the Brian Howe of Pink Floyd. He doesn't exist.
Roger posted a 5-minute public announcement on YouTube talking about it. Here is just a clip of Roger Waters, founding member of Pink Floyd, talking about how David Gilmour, who controls Pink Floyd...
Yeah, David Gilmour will not mention or promote anything to do with Roger Waters. However, he will promote on the Pink Floyd website his wife's podcast.
Correct. Here's Roger Waters.
Nothing from me is on the website. I am banned by David. I think he thinks that because I left the band in 1985, that he owns Pink Floyd, that he is Pink Floyd, that really I'm irrelevant and I should just keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, that's what he thinks. They've asked for reunions. Neither one of them will have anything to do with each other. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I will have for you another edition of Television's Embarrassing Moments. This is a real beauty. And then we'll have something from the Local Beat. The Local Beat update on the Bass Pro Shop aquarium diver. He has not been caught, but now he's taunting police with an open letter on Facebook. I have that letter. We will be back. We're Stan and Haney.
More fun than a Soviet-style gulag without food, running water, or a working toilet.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Wednesday edition of the Stan and Haney show. In about 30 minutes, less than 30 minutes, are you smarter than Haney? We'll play the social distancing version of Are You Smarter Than Haney? No lifelines. The lovely Karen still working from home. We'll have Haney over the satellite. We'll have a caller on the phone. And then we'll play the game that way. But still a chance for a random Stan and Haney listener to go head-to-head with Mark Haney and win a prize. And we'll tell you what that prize is in less than 30 minutes. All right, Haney, the two things we got to take care of. I have another clip of TV's Embarrassing Moments.
And, well, that's always fun.
And then we'll tell you what's on the Local Beat with, it, I guess, a letter posted by the Bass Pro Shop aquarium jumper. who's still not been caught.
I'm a little down today.
Why is that?
I just... Maybe it was just an oversight, but why do you suppose we were never invited to dinner with Secretary and Mrs. Pompeo?
I don't know. I didn't know that we were even on the list. I'd like to have been. But
we should be.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think.
I would love to go to it. I wonder what they would be serving.
I don't know, but, you know, they're called Madison dinners. They have you in the Madison room, and they show you all around, and...
Yeah, I'd like to do that one day. Maybe have some braised brisket or something.
I don't know. But then again, anytime I'm invited to a dinner,
because
I learned this from you, unless your name is Bobby Bowden, you're getting dry chicken and rice.
Oh, yeah. You're getting chili con carne. He's getting a steak.
Yep.
I'll never forget that. I went to one of those Bobby Bowden booster dinners, and they had the big dais up there with the coaches and, of course, the coach himself, Bobby Bowden, and then all the supporters and boosters were at the banquet tables, and you had a steamer buffet on the thing, and I'm shoveling out, like, chili con carne, Franks and beans, all kinds of some white rice.
Stuff that you probably would have had anyway at your dorm.
Yes. Dorm food. College dorm food. And then up at the dais, you go take a walk up there, say hi to coach, look down, all T-bone steaks and baked potatoes.
Yeah.
Let's go back to 1970. The last TV's embarrassing moments we played for you was when Lily Tomlin was offended by Medical Center's Chad Everett when he said his wife was an animal.
I'm really surprised by that. I thought that she was kind of a cut above that kind of stuff.
And walked off the stage, and that was on the Dick Cavett Show in the early 70s. Well, we're going to go back to 1970. Same thing, the Dick Cavett Show, although a much more heated moment, and yes, somebody walks off. And this is one of these, and Dick Cavett was famous for this. He would put opposing forces together as guests and then let them go at it until somebody walked off. This is amazing. 1970, the Dick Cavett Show.
Now, is it genuine, or was it like a thing where people were expected to walk off?
No, they weren't expected to walk off. He liked to think that he was an intellectual talk show host. You had Carson and Joey Bishop and all those. And Cavett, who was on ABC, liked the younger culture. You know, he'd have the Woodstock people there. After playing Woodstock, he would have them there or have Jimi Hendrix on the show. And so he would be like to be intellectual and gearing towards a younger audience. But he would go and mix vinegar and oil. 1970. Sitting with Dick Cavett on this night was the Democratic governor of Georgia, Lester Maddox, who, if you look him up, there's an interesting fellow, Democrat, was the governor of Georgia through the mid-60s to early 70s. He was a segregationist. He owned a restaurant where he would not serve people of color. Once he became governor, though, he liked to tout that he put more African-Americans in his government than anybody else. But he was still from the old South. And he was seated next to former Cleveland Browns running back Jim Brown. And Dick Cavett and Jim Brown set Lester Maddox up. And Lester Maddox, as big of a racist as he was, he was not a dumb man. He could debate with the best of them. As wrong as he was, he could hold his own. And Jim Brown started questioning him about bigots, white and black, and Dick Cavett wanted to get involved in this.
And, boy, that sounds wise.
And it turned into, let's just say, an interesting few moments until Lester Maddox, the governor of Georgia, walked off the show. Here, Lester Maddox is sitting right next to Jim Brown and Dick Cavett talking to him. And they start, and Jim Brown starts talking about bigots. And it gets very tense. From 1970, another television's embarrassing moment.
We try to run the governor's office like you run your own business, your own home.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any problems from the bigots in the South?
Have any problems with us?
From the white bigots, because you did so much for the black man.
What do you mean, which white bigots? The black ones and white ones I have trouble with from time to
time. No, I said white bigots.
I have because, the black races and the white races that create some problems.
Did you have any problems from the white races because you did so much for the black people?
Mr. Brown asked you, Governor Maddox, if you'd had any trouble from your white admirers for the fact that you
he
have done
some
things.
He didn't say admirers, sir.
No, he said bigots.
Well, why didn't you say it like he said?
You have me there.
Why didn't you say it? Now, see that what I'm talking about, Dick?
I do see
you
it,
take
yes.
words There's and twist them of... around and you mislead the people in the audience and all. You ought to start being honest, all of you, with your words and what you're saying to people. You said admirers and he said bigots. A lot of difference, isn't there?
Yes, I feel like a bigger
person. Why do you want to mislead the people like that?
I didn't mean to mislead the people. It is a good question, though, isn't it?
It's a good question, but for you to come back and call bigots my admirers is a farce. It's a act of hypocrisy. It's a terrible way to treat a guest on your show, and you know it. Huh?
You know he's right about that.
Why don't you apologize to the people for calling people that are my admirers bigots?
Now, wait a minute. I'll take you half seriously on this,
but I won't. We got over 4 million people in Georgia that are of my friends, and I call admirers, and you're calling them all bigots.
No, I'm not.
Now, you apologize to them.
No, I won't.
All right.
Oh, no, don't. Please. No.
You better apologize.
No. Sit down. I'll explain it. Let me see.
I'll answer his question when you apologize to people.
Let me see if I can focus in on that. If in fact I have called...
I got friends that are black and white and admirers, and they're none of them bigots.
May I now answer?
Yes, sir.
If I called any of your admirers bigots, who are not bigots, I apologize.
I wouldn't accept that on representing the people of Georgia under any circumstance. You're saying that some of them are bigots. If you can't be fair, if you can't be decent, you don't belong on television. I don't belong here with you.
I hope you'll stay. I know there are white bigots.
Well, why don't you apologize to
the
people of Georgia, those friends of mine, for calling them bigots?
I think I may.
Now, either you do it, I'm going to leave now, Dick. Which one are you?
Wait a minute. Please don't leave.
Governor. And the only bigots I've ever had to come in there were the white ones that came from your city and from New Jersey to try to wreck the show. Now, Dick, I'm gonna give you 1 minute to apologize to the people you call bigots in Georgia. I'm gonna leave your show. Now you do whatever you want to about it.
Now, wait a minute. What are the terms? Wait a minute.
You got 1 minute to tell them that you don't call any Georgian a bigot.
How much time do I have?
Please. I apologize for suggesting that a bigot would be the way of characterizing all of your admirers.
No, good night.
Wait a minute. There's more time.
Good night, sir.
I'm sorry the governor left. He may be back after this message. We will.
And there was 1970. Woo!
Well, that was productive.
You know, a little footnote to that is Dick Cavett and Lester Maddox began speaking again after that, and he did come back on his show, and they had a little detente that went on. And here's another thing most people don't know. Lester Maddox stayed in politics for a very long time after his term of governor was over with. The man that beat him was somebody by the name of Jimmy Carter. And
you're talking about that peanut farmer from Plains?
And who was Jimmy Carter's lieutenant governor? Lester Maddox. And then Jimmy went on to become president of the United States. All that back in 1970. And Jim Brown was such an imposing force. He's sitting right next to this little guy, Lester Maddox, little old man, and Jim Brown just towered over him.
To this day, Jim Brown can hold his own
with
anybody.
You better believe it. Been a guest a few times on this show, and he's a great guy. Local beat. Let me see if we can get this local beat in before we take the break. He's spoken. The Bass Pro Shop diver into the aquarium. He's been identified as 27-year-old Daniel Amendarez. A Cape Coral man wanted for questioning by the Lee County Sheriff's Office in the case of a male who dove into the natural fishes tank at Bass Pro Shop in Estero is now taunting them on social media. This is from the news press, by the way. Authorities are searching for Daniel Armendariz, age 27, who is believed to be the person who jumped into that tank. That according to Southwest Florida Crime Stoppers. A post on the Facebook group, and these were the ones that posted the video, Florida Boys Hunting and Fishing, purportedly from Armendariz, confessed to him being the diver, but took issue with law enforcement pursuing him. It is a letter that has got to be bleeped numerous times, numerous profanities. But here's what Armendariz wrote, censored. I'm tired of you looking for me like I'm some most wanted fugitive. Over a little tank dive? LOL. Come on now. Well, you know what Bass Pro Shops... over at Bass Pro Shops, I've bred fish since I was 9 years old, and you can kiss my ass about the $3,000 decontamination. Yeah, I dove in, but who wouldn't want to dive into that beautiful tank? And who has been blasted this hard and charged with felonies? Since you all authorities want to blast me like I'm some kind of nasty criminal and offer rewards, well, guess what? Get to working. Even more, because I'll turn myself in when I'm ready. You guys have put me out to be this drug-dealing, robbing, aggravated, battering criminal. But guess what? I beat all those charges, so that's wrong. Then another expletive. Man, it is what it is. You guys are pathetic. And then a bunch of expletives X'd out. A video accompanying the post shows a hand holding a beer and displaying a T-shirt with the Bass Pro Shop logo on it, on the front, defaced by a graphic, vulgar gesture, and a snapshot of the tank dive in the back. The criminal charges mentioned in the post, robbery and aggravated battery, go back to 2011 with him, and in 2012. All the charges were dropped. However, Armendariz was found guilty of non-criminal charges and received jail time and fines in several cases from 2011 to 2018, including possession of 4 American alligators, fishing or hunting without a license, and possessing undersized snook and fishing for snook and stone crab out of season. Armendariz has been in the news before on fishing matters. And this trip, back in 2016, he and a friend found a 500-pound Goliath grouper floating in a Cape Coral canal. Armendariz was then 23, and along with his friend Sam Harmon, 24, a former Lee County resident now in Texas, they found a 7.5-foot-long fish not far from the Midpoint Bridge in the Caloosahatchee River. They turned the dead fish over to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. The letter, taunting, still not apprehended.
Well, the young man seems like he needs legal counsel.
Yes.
And, you know, if I were his counsel, I would expand on his current strategy. Because, you know, if they see him, they're going to grab him.
Yeah, of course.
You know. Whereas his representatives can be seen on the TV news and whatnot. And I would lead with a simple statement, probably something along the lines of, you know, I think it's clear that my client doesn't give up about your so off and leave my client alone. Before your ass.
I don't think we've heard the end of this yet. When we come back, are you smarter than Haney? We'll find out. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. But right now, we're going to give you a chance to win with our social distancing version of Are You Smarter Than Haney? No lifelines in this. We don't have the lovely Karen joining us in the studio because everything's shut down here. It'll be you and Haney head-to-head in a series of questions in 6 categories. We will get a random Stan and Haney listener to go head-to-head with Mark Haney up for grabs. Your choice of either $50 to the pewter mug or a Stan or Haney bobblehead. It'll be random. You'll either get a Stan bobblehead or a Haney bobblehead. So pewter mug.
Based on availability.
Based on availability. If you'd like to challenge Haney, we'll release the phones momentarily. Let's play Are You Smarter Than Haney?
Smarter than me, I would like to see you can try it. Stan's got prizes, yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me, it's not easy.
It's hard work.
Stan's trick question.
Nothing trick.
What a f***ing jerk. All those prizes, yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant, Stan's the host.
Hi, everybody.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius, you're a slob. I must beat you, that's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
Bring that music down. Thank you, Haney. 277-9600 if you'd like to randomly be chosen to take on Mark Haney. I'll release the phones and get to him in a second. If you answer correctly on a question, you will hear this. Incorrectly. Taking too long. And you lose. Again, it is random. That does not necessarily mean the first caller I select. If the phone line is bad, you can't understand or respond, I'll go to another caller. Ahoy, who's this? See what I mean? Ahoy, who's this? Nope. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Don.
Don, would you like to challenge Haney in Are You Smarter Than Haney?
I would love to play Martini.
All right. And your first name is Don?
Yeah, this is Don.
All right, Don. 10-4.
This is he.
Roger that, Haney. Here are the categories: people and places, entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, and wild card. Haney will go first. Now, Don, if he cannot answer the question, you can steal if he misses it, okay?
Okay.
Same will go for Haney if the category is available. Haney, let's begin with you. Pick a category.
People and places.
People and places, Mark Haney. Haney, what river's mouth is 200 miles wide? What river's mouth is 200 miles wide?
Mississippi?
That is incorrect. Don, you can steal it if you know the answer.
Amazon.
You are absolutely correct. It is the Amazon. You're on the board, Don, and you've got control. Entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Let's try wild card.
Wild card. All right, Don, here you go. What branch, and I did not know this, what branch of the military allows its personnel to salute with the left hand if the right hand is occupied? What branch of the military?
I'm going to say Air Force.
That is incorrect. Haney, you can steal.
Coast Guard.
That is incorrect.
Marines.
Nope, it was the Navy. The Navy. Oh. Haney, you do have control of the board, though. Board's wide open. What would you like?
People and places.
People and places. Haney, what was Florence Nightingale's profession?
She was a nurse.
Yes, indeedy, a nurse. That closes out people and places. All right, Don. Entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Let's try wild card again.
All right, wild card again for Don. What is the name of Winnie the Pooh's human boy chum? Who's his buddy? Who's his human buddy? Winnie the Pooh's buddy?
Winnie the Pooh's human buddy?
Yeah. At some point in time, you've read or have been read to the Winnie the Pooh stories, haven't you?
I don't know.
So you're not going to answer it?
I'm going to say Igor.
Incorrect. Haney, you can steal.
Christopher Robin.
It is. It's Christopher Robin. Christopher Robin. Haney, you have control. Entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Science.
Science. Science. Okay, I need a number, Haney. How many outbreaks of bubonic plague ravaged Europe between the end of the Roman Empire and the fire of London? How many times were there outbreaks of bubonic plague in the category of science?
Twice.
That is incorrect. You can steal, Don.
Once.
That is incorrect. The correct answer, three. Three. Don, you have control. Entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Three's got to be a charm on the wild card.
All right, we'll try wild card again for you. Let's see. Oh, this is interesting. In wild card, who? Thank you. Who earned 33% less than the other in 1990? Female or male secretaries? Who earned less in 1990? Female or male secretaries?
Male secretaries.
That is incorrect. Haney, you can you have wild card. I would have given you a wild card question. You have control, Haney. Entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Science.
Science. Let's see your science question. Wow. All right. Haney, what name is given, and I'm sorry to all playing, but this is the way they go. Haney, what name is given to the process of partial heat sterilization invented in 1865?
Pasteurization?
You are correct. You are correct. All right, Don. Entertainment.
I'm going to try science.
You're going to try science. All right. A strategical move. Since Haney already has the category, he cannot steal from you. Let's see. In science and nature. In most cases, Don, what side of the sink is the hot water faucet located on?
The left.
You are correct. In science and nature.
That Yay.
That category is closed out. Haney, entertainment, history, sports and leisure.
History.
History for Mark Haney. All right, in history, Haney, it is a yes or no question. If you miss it, Don will get his own history question in the steal and then have control, since it is a yes or no question. Haney, did Noah's Ark have a rudder? Did Noah's Ark have a rudder?
No.
You are absolutely correct. It did not. Don, entertainment, history, sports and leisure, wild card. You've got some catching up to do.
History.
History. Let's see. Okay, in history, Don, what day of the week is named for the moon? What day of the week is named for the moon? What day of the week is named for the moon?
Monday.
You are correct. It is Monday. History closed out. Haney, entertainment, sports and leisure.
Entertainment.
Entertainment for Mark Haney. I am asking you this one in entertainment because it popped up, but both of us had kids that were little when this was out. What type of music, Haney, does the Little Mermaid's Sebastian specialize in on his first cassette?
Reggae.
You are correct. It is the reggae. And Haney is at match point. But Don has control. Don, you gotta catch up now. You have entertainment available to you, sports and leisure, and wild card.
I have to go with entertainment.
Entertainment for Don. Let's see. In entertainment, Don, what cartoon family's favorite foods include chopped pterodactyl liver, deviled dodo eggs, and mastodon chow mein?
That would be the Flintstones.
You are correct. The Flintstones. Category closed out. All right, here's how this game's going to go right now. Haney can win it in sports and leisure.
Finish him.
If he misses the question, Don, that category is open for you. You can steal it and get the point and then have control to wrap up the game. So if Haney misses this, in two moves, Don, you could win. But
But come on, Mark, don't fail me now.
If Haney gets this, game over. Game over. Although okay. you've played a good game, Don. Haney Sports and Leisure. Let's see. Haney in Sports and Leisure. I'm sorry that it comes up this way. Haney, what company gave the world Barbie? What company?
Mattel.
What was that about? What was that? What was that bell for? I don't know if it's the right answer yet. I haven't announced it yet. Mattel is correct. Game over. Game over. Did you know that, Don?
Yeah, that was a pretty easy one.
Really?
I thought so.
Okay.
It was that wild card that got me.
Yeah. On multiple occasions.
Three times.
Don, I'm sorry. You did play a good game. You didn't win, so you don't automatically win a prize. However, I could persuade Rob to give you a prize if you say something to my friend Mark Haney over there.
Mark Haney, you definitely are smarter than I am.
Enjoy your prize, Don.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, Don.
Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome, buddy. Do you want the pewter mug or do you want a bobblehead?
I got to have one of them bobbleheads.
All right, hold the line, buddy. Good game as usual, Haney.
Not the best.
But you did. You handled them. Six correct to four correct. Let's put a little capper on this one. All right, let's close it up.
You are stupid. I am smart. Know your role and simply play your part. I'm as shrewd can be. No one f***s with Mark Haney. Take your prizes, hat in hand. Now you finally start to understand. Nothing personal, that's just me. You've been schooled by Mark Haney.
As for Mom, she'll be thrilled with the radio that never forgets. Besides turning on appliances automatically, it can be set to remind Mom when her favorite program is on the air. And now, another chapter in the lives of...
Stan and Haney, 96 J-Rock.
That's right, another chapter in the life of Stan and Haney. And as soon as we can find a ghostwriter, we got stories to tell. Stories that will turn Southwest Florida on its ear. But
You better watch out with that, Stan.
How do you figure?
Well, you saw what happened to Flynn when he started talking like that.
Yep. Just need a ghostwriter.
You go piping off like that, the next thing you know, you got 30 heavily armed SWAT team members coming to your door.
Yeah, and CNN knows all about it.
Just a coincidence.
Yep, just happens that way. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Mark Haney will have some headlines for you. We'll do the 4 o'clock fluffer. And I've got a few emails for you that came to us over the last 24 hours. So let's start things off. Let's get you updated. Taking a look at the board, nothing in the last hour. So that's a good thing. Last things reported, we're back in the 2 o'clock hour. We're all clear right now. You'll get another update in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Mark's about to tell you right now because he's going to give you today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
We will have all the latest on the Corona and some life-changing information.
Life-changing?
Yes. You ever bought one of those Starbucks Frappuccinos at the grocery store in the bottle?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out, for all these years, we've been drinking them wrong. That's why they don't taste right.
They're not the same.
Your life's going to change with this valuable information.
All right, I'm looking forward to it in less than an hour.
Handwriting experts believe that the signature on Carol Effing Baskin's missing husband's will may have been forged.
Aha!
And finally, you know, we do so many stories, and a lot of them boil down to what someone thought would be a great idea.
Sure.
I'm just going to warn you. If your girlfriend or wife is bored and comes up with a great idea,
yeah,
look out.
What do you mean?
A couple gets into a massive fight after the woman helpfully suggests going to a swingers club.
Oh, jeez.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. That whole swingers thing, not a good idea. Not a good idea. In the end, it's defeating.
Well, of course. Because when the woman's saying it,
yeah,
what she wants you to hear is, look, I'm so confident in our relationship that I know that we can withstand anything,
sure,
and blah, 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 blah. What the man is hearing is, I'd like to cheat on you, and I want you to watch.
Yep, just to rub it in. laughter. Laughter. Oh. Always enjoy laughter, and you need it every day. That's why we now present to you the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Or you start having too much fun,
yeah,
and then she's very upset.
Yep. Oh, it's the same. It'll backfire. No matter what it is, it's backfiring. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
NASCAR. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things
NASCAR
you didn't know about NASCAR.
Hi, ladies. Top things you didn't know about NASCAR.
NASCAR.
We don't have any kind of drop for NASCAR. What do you want from NASCAR?
I don't know what you... I'm not interested.
Not interested. Have a good day.
Top things you didn't know about NASCAR.
Not interested, okay? I'm not.
Not interested. Have a good day.
As NASCAR drivers go,
yeah,
Danica Patrick doesn't look bad in a bikini. As NASCAR driver.
What? Did I hear my name?
Stan, you're such an idiot.
I didn't say anything.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It was going to happen.
Yep. I believe she suggested to go to a swingers club. I had a good time. And then she called me an idiot for having a good time. That turned
out. Stan, you're such an idiot.
Yeah. You wanted to go.
It was your idea.
Yep. Your idea, not mine.
You said it would spice up the marriage.
Spice it up a little bit. Bring a little action.
Not gonna happen.
What's the category again, Haney?
NASCAR.
Not interested. Have a good day.
You know, it's all these things that they build up in their head, and they get an image of what it's going to be like,
and
it doesn't match reality.
No, it's not going to be what she thinks, like she's the queen and the men falling all over.
Well, it's like when they come up with these wacky ideas like, oh, let's go have a picnic.
Oh, God.
Not interesting. Have a good day.
Yeah. Damn right.
And we're like, why would we do that? We've got food right here.
Yeah.
It's air conditioned. Yep. Why do you want me to drive across town
to put
a blanket down in the heat
with bugs
and eat your mayonnaise-based salads?
Yep. Or a deviled egg.
Not interested. Have a good day.
Not a lot of people know this, but NASCAR has a rival gay league called SASCAR.
It's me, Sharika.
NASCAR drivers are not required to have a driver's license.
Oh.
But for the safety of them and those around them, they are required to have a penis. The minimum weight for a NASCAR is 3,235 pounds.
Sure.
Incidentally, that's the average weight of many fans.
What's this about again?
NASCAR.
Not interested. Have a good day.
The sport's expected a huge surge in popularity with all the new tracks opening that were once JCPenney parking lots.
Yeah.
Injured drivers are immediately treated with a massive dose of hydroxychloroquine. And finally, the very top thing you didn't know about NASCAR.
Not interested. Have a good day.
In 2018, 90-year-old Herschel McGriff became the oldest driver to compete.
Really?
Unfortunately, he was just a gentleman who was lost on his way to a farmer's market.
Radio Recliner.
Radio for retirees.
Radio Recliner.
Pirate radio run by retirees.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
Not interested.
Not interested. Have a good day.
He left a lot of buildings. Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
You know, we have done over the probably the past 6-7 years a lot of questions of the week. And usually by Monday or so, we got a few people that still want to answer the questions.
Yeah, stragglers, latecomers.
We are at Wednesday. Another question of the week is coming tomorrow, and people still want to answer last Thursday's question of the week. And it was, if memory serves me correct, where was a place that you have been that you tell other people that you've just got to see? And it doesn't necessarily have to be a country. It could be a building. It can be a spectacle. It could be like the one guy wrote last week, seeing Charo. It could be anything. And they're still coming in. Meg is writing us, Annie. She wants to talk about it. Ahoy, Stan. She's doing well, by the way, Annie.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I haven't traveled a lot to a lot of places in my lifetime. Next to Boca Grande, the place to go, in my opinion, is Watkins Glen, New York. Whenever I would go to upstate New York to visit my family, I always went to Watkins Glen and hike the gorge. There is one part of the gorge you need to be careful hiking. It's called Jacob's Ladder. The steps are steep and slippery. It's very pretty, and when you get to the top of the glen, the view is breathtaking. You guys are the greatest. Stay safe. Signed, Meg.
Stan, I'm not even going to... Well, I guess I'll have to attempt to explain it. She said Watkins Glen, which made me think of Saratoga Springs.
Oh, that's beautiful, too.
Which made me think of horse racing.
Yep.
Did I see something? They've rescheduled the Triple Crown?
Yes, the Kentucky Derby will be in the fall, and I think the Preakness is going to be next month. No fans. So oh, no, I'm sorry. The Belmont's going to be next month.
So they're going to run the Belmont before the Derby.
They're going to run them whenever they can get them run. But, yes, they're rescheduling.
And I saw they're going to shorten the Belmont.
I didn't know that.
1 1/8 is what I saw.
No, that's not the way you're supposed to run the Belmont.
That's well, it's supposed to be the test of champions, and they're running it first.
Yep. It's such a strange year. At this time of year, I should be able to go home tonight, throw on the MLB Network, and watch my Yankees play. I can't. And I crave it.
People will put up with no baseball, no basketball, even no hockey under protest. But if we get to the fall and there's no NFL, all hell breaks loose.
Let me tell you something, and here's how I am. The MLB Network over the weekend, because I remember it very well, I watched the entire sixth game of the 1977 World Series between the Yankees and the Dodgers when Reggie Jackson hit three consecutive home runs on three consecutive pitches to give the Yankees the World Series, and I was riveted. You know who was calling that game? Keith Jackson, Howard Cosell, and Tom Seaver.
Yeah, I was flipping through channels, and I saw a ball game on, just one to keep an eye on. This kid the Marlins got, this Conine, I think he might be something.
Yeah, he had a decent career. This is from David. Ahoy, fellas. I tried to call in to answer your question of the week, but couldn't get through. For me, it was the thing I tell everybody you got to see was my first deployment back in 2014 when we had a port of call in Corfu, Greece. Corfu, Corfu, is an island off the western coast of mainland Greece.
Oh, I bet it's beautiful.
When we pulled in, I spent one day going around the town, and it's Byzantine Empire era fortress, which was really cool. But the real treasure was a 30-minute taxi ride to the other side of the island. Once we crossed over the mountain and started heading back down, we made a turn to the right and was privileged to see one of the most beautiful sights looking down. A beach with golden sand nestled in some cliffs and some large rocks about 200 feet from the shoreline.
And beautiful Greek girls sunbathing.
Gentlemen, when I tell you spending a day at the beach and having a breathtaking view is an understatement. It's been my favorite place in the world I've visited, and I'm dying to get back to that beach one day. P.S. About two dozen of us completely emptied the little tiki bar hut on the beach of their beer. It was a fantastic time. I've also sent a photo that I took from the beach bar, signed David.
That's awesome.
It's beautiful. And Rob put up a picture. Absolutely spectacular.
And you being Americans, I'm sure they only charged you five times what that beer was worth.
This is from our pal Carlos. Ahoy, gentlemen. Again, yesterday I was listening to the show on my AirPod, and it was great hearing Haney laughing so hard at that movie clip you played, and that being the Borat one. It was the first time I've heard Haney laugh that hard. It made me laugh along, too. Great show as always. Rob, thanks for sending me the Stan bobblehead when you can. I heard Stan ask you. Thanks, Stan. Really appreciate you guys. You're the best. Haney, keep enjoying those boids. Rock and roll. Your pal and fan, Miami Carlos.
Yeah, that, for some reason, Borat always cracks me up.
Too.
That's like my kryptonite.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, yesterday you were talking about the problems of getting unemployment benefits. Well, here's a story for you. My daughter was furloughed, so she filed, but it was like pulling teeth. After numerous attempts, she finally was able to get benefits. However, she had to be on the phone for almost 3 hours. Fast forward to last week. Fast forward to next week, knowing she would be going back to work, she wanted to cancel her benefits. So she was able to get on the internet and was trying to cancel benefits. Lo and behold, the system would not let her opt out of getting paid unemployment. I don't know if the system was overwhelmed or what. So here she is trying to do the right thing, but can't get out of the unemployment.
That's the way bureaucracy works.
My advice to her was any money she gets, she needs to put into the bank and don't spend it. Yeah, I think Mike was saying that too. Is that not about the craziest thing you've ever heard? Just ridiculous. You guys are the best sign of the Guardian.
Jesus.
Of course, there's always an outside chance she could show up in front of Judge Emmett Sullivan and he could throw the book at her.
Yep. We're going to take a break.
And he'll call her names, too. Yep. Be prepared for that.
Yeah, because he don't like to be undermined. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group. And we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. You know, looking at all the things that going around the radio station, I told you the other day how our hotline and warm lines were ringing like mad. They're disabled now, thank God. So if somebody important calls, we won't know about it. But our regular phone lines are working. Other radio stations in the building have no phones. And we, on the other hand, still have phones, but our computer goes down from time to time. So our apologies, a Beasley apology from Stan for everybody listening in Southwest Florida. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, we got one thing on the board. It has been, thank goodness, a pretty slow day traffic-wise, knock on wood. We just got one thing. Fort Myers hit and run in the 5600 block of Spectra Circle, right at the Emerson Square Apartments. Other than that, you're A-OK. You like to rock. Well, we here at K-Rock like to rock, especially before you go to work on Monday. That's why the world's foremost authority on metal music is right here on K-Rock. Sunday nights, join Full Metal Jackie. 2 hours of blistering music, interviews, special guests, plus exciting contests and more. A great way to end your weekend. Full Metal Jackie, Sunday nights, 10 p.m., exclusively on 96K Rock. That's how I like to end my weekend, because I'm a rocker. Let's go to the phones. Always happy to take your phone calls. Ahoy.
Oh, yes, bro. Thank you kindly for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
If you would, please, sir.
Yes, sir.
If you could, please, yes, sir. Yes. If you could put me directly through to Mr. Stan, I'm a personal acquaintance of Mr. Stan.
Okay.
And I know if you got people on hold, I know that he would want you to put me to the top of the list. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. He is familiar with you?
Yes, sir. Mr. Stan and I have been
What?
What? We
Sorry, I'm trying to write this down. What?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you write.
Writing this down. I need to go and get to him right away. I'll give him a handwritten message that there's somebody special on line three, and your name is sir, so he'll know who's on the line.
My name.
Your name
is attorneys.
Attorneys. Plural?
Edward. Yes, sir.
Okay, attorney.
Edward Taylor.
Edward
Taylor. And then you make a little old line.
Like a
dash.
Like a hyphen?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. A hyphen.
Are you calling from an attorney's office, or are you an attorney?
Yes, sir.
And you didn't know what a hyphen was?
Is it hyphen Williams?
Williams. And may I ask, sir, what this is in regards to?
Yes. If you were writing this down.
Yeah, I am.
Dear Mr. Stan.
Dear Mr. Stan. Well, you can talk to him. I'm just asking roughly what this is in regards to. He's a very busy man, and he's often in the public eye, and he's not going to take a call if he doesn't, or what the topic is.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes,
the
sir.
Topic, new Black Panther Party.
What? What new? Okay, I'll tell him about that. Will you hold, please, sir?
Oh, yes, sir.
Attorneys Edward Taylor hyphen William? William?
Yes, sir.
William?
Yes, sir.
Williams or William?
Edward Taylor Williams.
So it's all plural. Attorneys Edwards Taylor's hyphens
William.
Okay, hold on, sir. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, certainly. Let him wait a while.
Do you know the way to San Jose?
Ahoy! La, la. Is this Eddie Taylor? Eddie!
Yes, sir!
Eddie, it's Stan from the Stan and Annie Show. My producer just came in, said urgent call. Attorneys Eddie Edwards Taylor Williams's hyphens called. And I said,
yes,
absolutely.
Sir.
That he's a personal friend of mine. Not that he hasn't tried to sue me in the past, but Eddie, how have you been? I haven't heard from you in a while.
Oh, well, sir, let me just say what a relief it is to hear your voice.
Yep, you working from home, Eddie? Is the attorney's office at home now?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Been moved to the back bedroom.
Okay, I understand. Understand it, but you're well, right? You don't know COVID.
Well, I don't rightly know, because they say that you can have it and you don't even know you have it.
Yeah, but you don't think you have it. Pardon.
You saw?
Sorry, I had some mac and cheese for lunch. But you're there. Miss Sarita Williams in the house with you too?
Miss Williams is not in the residence at the moment.
Okay.
She is in the stove because she had to go run down the pops.
Oh, get some libations and stuff and food.
And socialize and whatnot.
Sure. She bring the kids with her?
I don't believe so, sir.
They're just out running around.
Yeah, I don't know where they is, sir.
All right, I'm sorry I even brought that up. I know this has got to be a stressful time for Eddie, especially being an attorney working in the back bedroom at home. What can I do for you, buddy?
Well, sir.
Yes, sir.
I always like to turn to you because I consider you to be my North Star when it comes to knowledge and wisdom.
I wish you wouldn't think that, but I'm honored, Eddie. What seems to be the problem?
Well, sir, looky here.
Are you smoking, looky here?
Yes, sir.
Okay. In the back bedroom.
I hope Ms. William remember, because I'm down to my last two Newport.
What can I do for you, Eddie?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. How long this business with the Max going to be going on for?
How long this business with the Max is going to be going on for?
Yes, sir.
What Max?
Well, it seemed that somebody decided, without telling nobody, that you can't go into a store.
Oh, mask!
Without wearing a mask.
Mask.
Everybody seems like they have to be wear a mask everywhere they go.
It's recommended right now in some stores, especially with your malls and your outdoor malls. Some of the stores and restaurants and all require you to go into the store wearing a mask. It's recommended. Have you been doing that, Eddie? Have you and Sarita both been wearing masks?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and, good. And it'll go for a while now.
But I noticed that normally I'm viewed with a modicum of suspicion.
Yes, I can. You know, I don't live in your world, Eddie, and I'm not. I don't claim to be in your head, but I could imagine a person of color going into stores wearing a mask might be thought of as something not desirable. But in this case, everybody is in the same boat.
I've been accused of appearing aggressive.
You? Aggressive?
Yes. The security guard said that I was pulled aside for questioning because I appeared aggressive and jumpy.
Well, you are jumpy. I don't think you're aggressive. And I think in this day and age with the pandemic going on, wearing a mask, it shouldn't be a problem. And they'll see your gray hair and bags under your eyes. They know you're not some kind of young troublemaker or anything. You're certainly not aggressive, but you are jumpy and jittery.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well,
so did you run into a problem or something?
Well, I'm starting to question some of my choices. As you know, I like to get on every mailing list I can.
Always have, as long as I know. It got you in a lot of trouble.
And I receive a correspondence from the new Black Panther Party.
What are you signing up for the new Black Panther Party?
Well, I just, you know, I like to be aware.
You weren't a member of the party back in the 60s, were you, Eddie? When you were in college and, you know, you're a young man, you didn't join the Black Panthers, did you?
No, sir. I was too scared.
Okay.
This is the new Black Panther
Party. And what do they represent?
I'm not sure, but they sent me a complimentary flu mask.
That's good. That's nice. And it's the COVID mask. Yes, wear the mask.
And they say, wear this mask proudly.
Yeah, wear the mask.
And I couldn't send them no.
So
I show my support by wearing the mask.
Okay. So they send you, make sure it's a qualifying mask that works properly, covers both the nose and the mouth, and that you can properly breathe through. Does it follow all of that stuff?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It's a black material.
Black material.
And it has big white shark-looking teeth, and it has big red lips and big red gum and a big red tongue.
No, that might get the wrong idea. And now that I think of it, the new Black Panthers, does it say, is that their logo? Does it say anything else on it, Black Panthers or anything like that?
No, it just has the teeth.
Yeah.
And I had been invited to be in Washington, D.C. yesterday because the new Black Panthers was going to give it to the Chinaman.
Stop, Eddie. First, number one, stop going on every mailing list. Number two, you don't want to go after the Chinaman as a new Black Panther in Washington, D.C. I'm glad you didn't go. Number three, wear a solid colored mask. Don't make any statement wearing your mask that might provoke anybody to assume something that isn't necessarily true.
Well, it's a perfectly good, the serviceable mask.
Eddie, you can get these. You can make your own. Have Serena get the old Singer sewing machine out and make you a damn mask out of one of your old torn up ripped T-shirts.
Well, Wilson, they was going to shut down the government of China by being in front of this restaurant called Yum Restaurant.
And what were you supposed to do by shutting down? How are you going to shut down China by being in front of some restaurant?
Because they have a lawyer there by the name of Malcolm Shabazz something.
No,
and
no.
He had a whole binder of papers that he was going to waving around that he was going to deliver to the Chinese government. But it turned out the man that owned the restaurant been there since 1979.
Yeah.
And turned out he's from Hong Kong anyway.
Yeah.
And he don't even care for China.
No, they don't. What if, Eddie, stop getting mixed up in stuff.
Because the message was, if the Chinaman gonna mess with Africans in China and Africa, then Chinaman gonna get messed with in America and Africa.
Okay. You're an attorney. You're an attorney, aren't you, Eddie?
I figured you want to get behind it.
No, I don't.
Because you're no fan of Wuhan.
I'm no fan of Wuhan, but I'm not going to go into a new Black Panther rally wearing some kind of mask with teeth and tongue and all that and go and rally against the Chinaman at a restaurant from some guy from Taiwan.
Oh, Lord of mercy.
What are you getting yourself into again? Why don't you just mind your own business, stay in that back room, and go find somebody else to sue?
Well, it's not just me, sir. I apologize. Oh, damn it, Eddie.
Poor guy. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Flight time at a busy airport as the big plane rolls slowly and gracefully into loading position. Announcing Ambassador Flight 93 for Los Angeles. Now boarding at Concourse Gate number 8. All aboard Flight 93, please. When the trim, smiling hostess appears in the doorway, you know everything is shipshape on board. First flight or 50th, there's no excitement quite like it. A novelty that never wears off. The sounds and sights that spell modern age in transportation. It's a wonderful feeling you get as you board your plane. No matter who you are, something happens to you inside and makes you feel, well, sort of sorry for those who are going to be left behind. A warm welcome for everyone from the pretty girl in the trim uniform, always on call to lend a hand. Cheerful, smiling service for every passenger on board. And now, mealtime, an always welcome part of air travel. As part of the service, of course, a full meal. Soup, meat, salad, vegetables, dessert, coffee, milk, or tea. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Served hot from special galley equipment. There's nothing like relaxing high in the sky. Whether it be the deep slumber of childhood, lulled to sleep by the drone of the motors, or the restful calm of old age in quiet contemplation. And almost before you know it, you're looking down at some of the world's finest scenery, like the Grand Canyon, for instance. No need for words to describe this sight.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. The beauty and enjoyment of air travel. With the pretty stewardesses. And
that special galley equipment.
Yep. That was...
It keeps your peanuts sealed.
That was a 1952 promotional film on the luxury of air travel. Yeah. Not what you're on now nowadays is a flying bus. You're in a tube at 65,000 feet.
No, that's not fair. The bus is better maintained.
Yes, it is. Yep. And I think fewer stops too. Let's get you, by the way, 6 o'clock, Rob Show will be coming in and taking you through your Wednesday night. Did I, Rob, hear correctly during your promo, you cold called porn star Ron Jeremy on your show? What, did you wake him out of a dead sleep? Or you cold called Ron Jeremy?
Yeah, I came across his phone number and he was in the news, so I wanted to see if I could get a hold of him.
Oh, to save Ron's wood.
Yeah, you saw that too, Haney.
And how receptive was he?
He sounded like he had a few tequilas.
I don't know how that man is still alive.
Neither do I. Neither do I. I think one of the first shows we did when we started in the afternoons was Ron Jeremy was on the show. And we had him on back in the morning days, too.
But we had him on a bunch because he and Al Goldstein from Screw Magazine
were
buddies.
Pals.
And we talked to him a lot.
Yeah. That was back in the 80s,
you know,
man.
What? Poor Rob. Rob's probably never even heard of Screw Magazine.
I have not.
Well, its publisher, Al Goldstein, filthy man, lived down in Miami until the time of his death.
Didn't he live in Boca?
Might have been, but South Florida somewhere. And we would have him on several times. And he was an interesting dude. And you got your Playboys, you got your penthouses, you even got your hustlers. But you can't take a lot of stuff back when you looked at a Screw magazine.
Yeah, and we had a lot of the heavy hitters. We had Guccione and Flint.
Yep, we had Larry Flint, Bob Guccione. We had a lot of the stars back in the day come on. Who was that girl? What was her name? Dallas or something? She went and took on a 500 and something guys at one time.
You're talking about the blonde girl, and they did it like a Beavis and Butthead porn.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we had the opposite of that. There was a porn star by the name of John Doe, and he's not alive anymore. We had him on, and he was going to do the opposite of break the world record of taking on I don't know how many girls at the same time. He died. I don't know with that, but he was not a man in good health.
It says suicide by hanging.
Oh, there you go. We had him on about a year before. What year did he hang himself?
2006.
Okay, we had him on before that. We had him on in 97, I think.
Yeah, I don't think we can be blamed for that.
We can't be blamed for that, no. But we had a lot of, and then it seemed like we had every single playmate that ever graced the pages of Playboy on the show. And for a lot of them, you know, they took themselves way too seriously.
Oh, yeah.
We would get calls because we had a good in with Playboy. Because we would talk about a lot of their features, and we would go and absolutely take the current Miss Whoever it was playmate for that month and have her on the show. But it seemed like about every third or fourth playmate that we had on, we'd get a call from the Playboy Corporation publishing and saying that she wants nothing to do with you guys ever again.
Yeah. Well, I know Jenny McCarthy said that.
Oh, don't even. That was the worst guest we ever had on our show, and I'll say that.
I think Rob would have done great with her.
Yeah,
because she didn't like us because we weren't dirty enough.
Yeah,
for
we
her.
Weren't blue enough for
really,
her.
For Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah, she was filthy, girl. Filthy.
Yeah, maybe she was just in a mood that day.
She was in a mood, all right.
But here is the beauty of Playboy. And I should preface this by saying there's not a lot of distance between a top-tier Hooters girl and a Playmate.
That's true.
But when there is, it's amazing because every once in a while, Playboy would find a bona fide goddess.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to hang out with one of those, and wow.
Yeah, she was great. What was her name?
Allison Waite.
Allison Waite, yeah. And
her
then,
picture's on the wall, signed
yeah, she,
to me.
Yeah, she's around. Yeah, there she is right there, Allison Waite. Boy, that goes to 2006. She also did our K-Rock TV commercial.
I thought that was a different model.
No, that was her.
Yeah, because we had another model that was pretty good.
We had, remember when we were, I think it was Shoeless Joe's, we had two of them with us that day for the whole show. We hung out with them.
Yeah, and that Allison Waite, she was had like this otherworldly beauty. And
she there was electricity when she was in the room.
And my girlfriend would not leave me alone.
Oh, yeah, because this Allison we had magnetic.
We had to do multiple appearances with her, and it didn't matter when. In the morning, at night, whatever, my girlfriend was there for all of them.
Look up, Rob. We can't play it on the air because there are a lot of people that don't work here anymore. But look up 96K Rock Playboy commercial. And she was the Playmate. There it is. Is that the K-Rock one? Yeah, that's
now,
her.
You know what? We should see if we could get a hold of her.
I wonder,
see if she remembers us.
I remember her.
Let her know I'm available
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you're single.
She's married.
Yeah.
She's married now?
She is. I just found her on Instagram.
Well, yeah. Happily.
It doesn't mean anything.
I'd like to get her back on the show, though. If she'd be willing to come back, tell her that you know who we are and that you did a whole routine down here with us and did our commercial and all that. I'd love to talk to her again, see what's going on with her life and how her marriage
is
going.
She was brilliant. She was like going to be a scientist.
Yep. The magazine didn't do her justice. She was that attractive.
No. And, you know, we'd seen the pictures and all that, and she's one of those people that, you know, they say lights up a room. There was something about her.
There was. All right, let's...
I'm not working on it. And I'm not even being sarcastic. It's a given.
Yeah.
She's a Playmate. We know she's beautiful, but it was more than that.
Yep. Yeah, she was special. We got one of the best ones to represent the station. We did a whole campaign with her. Appearances, commercials, remotes, on air, sitting in on the shows. It was great.
And boy, I'll tell you, when she was around, you would have thought my girlfriend really liked me.
Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Leave it at that. One thing on the board right now, traffic control. It's in Cape Coral, Hancock Bridge Parkway, and Southeast 4th Place. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the news starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, May 20th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know. You know, he's kind of a big deal in this town.
Oh.
You may not know it, but you probably see his name multiple times a day. I'm talking about Grover Cleveland.
Cleveland Avenue, right out here. It's not named after the state or city. It's named after Grover Cleveland.
Grover Cleveland had a remarkable political career. He went from mayor of Buffalo, New York, to governor of New York, to president of the United States in a span of only 3 years.
That's those backroom smoke-filled deals.
Yeah, it worked for him.
Sure did.
You know, these days with the movies, we are jaded. We're very used to CGI. What was the first movie with a CGI character in the lead role?
I got no idea. You got me on that. I have no idea.
Casper, what? In 1995.
Casper the Friendly Ghost?
That was the first CGI character in a lead role.
Okay.
You know, Ernest Goes to Jail and The Green Mile, two of the greatest films of our lifetime.
I would agree. Both of them.
What are the odds? They were both filmed at the same abandoned prison in Tennessee.
Really? I'd like to go and do see like a split screen and see if you can recognize it. Or maybe they gave one movie a fresh coat of paint in there and make it look different.
Maybe some green paint?
Maybe.
When we were kids, there was always somebody going around bragging they knew karate.
Yep, or karate.
Yes. And they would brag about what belt they were. Now, karate belts are different colors based on your skill level.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're just starting karate, you would wear a white belt. Then when your sensei decides that you're ready, the progression is white, yellow, orange, green, blue, purple, brown, red, and finally the pinnacle is black.
Yeah, black belt.
Black belt in karate.
Yeah.
There is a reason that it is set up that way. Do you know what it is, Stan?
I don't know. Probably some Asian master put the code down, and you got to follow it centuries later.
The real reason is that students of karate were not always financially well off.
Mm-hmm.
So when they start out with that white belt, the idea is that they would continue dyeing it different colors as they progressed. And I guess they figured out that order was the easiest to do with the dye.
So you only needed one belt, just dye it different colors.
Mm-hmm.
Till it was just dyed so much that it was black.
Yep.
All right. Which is the presence of all color.
Whatever. And now COVID nonsense.
Yeah.
We told you yesterday, the good people over at Chuck E. Cheese thought nobody's going to think about us for delivery, so we'll create a fake restaurant called Pasquale's Pizza and Wings.
Yep.
It turns out Chuck E. Cheese was not the only restaurant that went that route. Somewhat surprisingly, because I thought they had a pretty good name, Applebee's is doing that too.
What do you mean?
They're not listing themselves as Applebee's. They're listing themselves simply as Neighborhood Wings.
Ooh. Neighborhood Wings.
And as you were just talking to a listener there, Stan, and Edward Taylor?
Yes. Attorneys.
Talking about the difficulties with masks. Because before all this, you walk into some place wearing a mask, it's assumed socially that you're there to rob it.
Yeah.
Well, there's a convenience store in Kentucky that is decidedly old school. As a matter of fact, they have banned people coming into their store with face masks. And you're warned before you ever go through the front door. The sign says simply, lower your mask or go somewhere else. Stop listening to Governor Beshear. He's a dumbass.
Right on.
Yeah, you're running a mom-and-pop convenience store. The last thing you want is a store full of masked people.
Absolutely.
In a moment.
Get up! Get up!
96 K-Rock and Naples Nissan bring you Rock Chronicles. A look at the artists, bands, and songs that make K-Rock rock. Yeah! Join Stan from the Stan and Haney Show as he takes a multimedia look at the most important and influential music of the rock era.
The 96 K-Rock Chronicles
on 96 K-Rock and the K-Rock mobile app.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill?
You can do three. Oh, and by the way, was when we were on with the Playmate talk and the adult film star talk and all that, Stan, which one of the porn stars wanted to do you in the studio? What was her name? Rebecca Bardot.
Good memory.
That was her name. She now does a lot of older mom videos. She was in the studio in the 90s. I think she still works, but it's a like old mom videos where she gets the school kids.
Yeah. When we knew her, she was barely old enough to drink.
Yep.
Time flies, huh, Stan?
It sure does. You know, you go 27 years later, 28 years later, she puts a little age on. But I'll tell you one thing. Willing to do anything.
Hard worker.
Yep. One of porn's hardest workers.
Indeed. You know, very rarely do I get this opportunity, but I'm going to change your life right now.
Okay.
And I will admit, I am one of the guilty. You ever bought one of those bottled Starbucks Frappuccinos and thought, this is good, but it's not really a Frappuccino, is it?
We got them right here in the soda machine. They got a row of them.
Well, it turns out it's all our fault because we've been drinking them all wrong. There's a video going viral right now of how you're supposed to drink one of those bottled Frappuccinos. It turns out, if you put the bottle in the freezer for just a few hours and then shake it, it turns into a blended iced coffee drink, kind of like a Frappuccino. But you have to make sure that you're aware of it and only leave it in for a few hours, because if you forget, the glass will crack
right.
if you leave it in there too long. So it's kind of an ordeal.
Yeah. But it comes out nice and frozen?
But you'll do it once to see if it works. It will, and then you'll decide it's not worth the effort and drink it normally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Carol effing Baskin.
This woman, this person who was up to no good.
Well, there are some that suggest that Carol effing Baskin killed her husband Don Lewis and fed him to a tiger. He just disappeared. Nobody ever found him, and she got all his money.
Yep.
And his cats and his property. Two handwriting experts told a Missouri newspaper they firmly believe the signatures on Don's will and power of attorney were forged.
Shocker.
And if you look at the language that's used in his will and power of attorney, it's very odd because it makes provisions specifically in case he disappears. And there's another wrinkle. A woman named Susan Aronoff Bradshaw also signed Don's will. She used to work at the Big Cat Rescue. And back in 2007, long before any of us knew who these people were, Susan said Carol asked her to testify that she was there when Don signed the will, even though she knew damn well she wasn't. But apparently, Susan did so because she was scared to death of Carol effing Baskin, believed she was a psycho. Don, quote-unquote, disappeared in 97, declared legally dead in 2002, and somehow Carol effing Baskin inherited his millions.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, science has proven over and over again that the woman's brains lack creativity. It's
stop.
A foreign
concept. You've been watching
concept.
That Borat too much. Now stop that.
I cannot concentrate with this old man talking. But be honest. Anytime your wife or girlfriend turns to you and says, "Hey, honey, I just had a great idea," be honest, do you or do you not cringe?
I'm sorry.
Say no more.
I'm sorry.
Say no more.
Sorry.
That's fine.
I just, as you're telling that, I just got a text from my wife.
Oh, you did you?
I did. I'm very worried. Has nothing to do with what you're doing. But there's a car
wash. I would hope not.
She's got a new car. There's a car wash in town that you go through the gates. It lifts up and lets you in, and then the gates close down, and she's getting ready to go in the car wash, and she realized she forgot her wallet. And she can't get out of the thing because it's all closed down around her.
Isn't that adorable?
Oh, no.
Well, that's why she has a husband, to fix things like that. A couple in Pinellas Park got into an argument in their mobile home around 1 a.m. yesterday when the woman had a great idea. She proposed to her boyfriend of 4 years, "Wouldn't it be fun if you and me went to a swingers club?"
Jeez, such a bad idea.
"Think about all the fun we could have.
Bad idea.
You could watch me with another man."
Bad, bad, bad.
The boyfriend is 32-year-old Zachary Nelson, and apparently he didn't think that would be a good idea. She didn't agree. She was all for it. They argued, and it turned physical. The police were called, and Zachary was arrested misdemeanor domestic battery.
What about his girlfriend?
Blameless.
Yep, completely blameless. Jeez. Jeez.
You know what would be a great idea?
What?
There are no great ideas. Just stop it. Stop it. Pipe down. Yeah. Pipe down.
Yeah.
Find a show to occupy yourself.
Yeah, a program.
And that's the news for today, Wednesday, May 20th.
Double M, double X.
I am.
There he is. Little Monkey Haney telling it like it is.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
A lot of people ask, how did Stan and Haney get this gig? It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot, all liquored up before sunrise, when Brad Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get into his truck pronto. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your afternoon with us. It is greatly appreciated. Rob's show coming in at 6 o'clock. He will take you through your Wednesday evening. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon, shall we? All right, one thing on the board, and it is in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. Atlantic Avenue and Pine Island Road. And you are up to date. Let's wrap things up with a laugh or two, shall we?
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
If you're lucky, you'll find one person out of all the billions on the planet, the billions, you'll find one who will live with you for the rest of your life. One. And I got news for you. They don't like you that much either. But it's better than being alone. I say get married. Just find someone, hook up, and do it. Just do it. If you're dating right now, it's too much pressure. For what? For what? Right? If you're on a date right now and you come out, is everything okay? Are you happy with the seats? Are you okay? Do we park too far? Is everything If you're married, they can't say anything. If they complain, just turn to you wanted to go out, we're out. Too much work, right? You see dating couples in a restaurant, they're just yapping away as soon as they sit down. The waiter comes over. I'm sorry, we didn't even open it up. We've been talking so much. Married couples' menus right up in each other's face. I can talk to you for the rest of my life. I'm here to eat. Something you did not cook.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you kindly for taking my call.
Eddie, how have you been? I haven't heard from you in a while.
How long this business with the masks going to be going on for?
Mask.
Everybody seems like they have to be wearing a mask everywhere they go.
It's recommended right now, and some stores, especially with your malls and your outdoor malls, require you to go into the store wearing a mask.
I've been accused of appearing aggressive.
You? Aggressive?
Yes. The security guard said that I was pulled aside for questioning because I appeared aggressive and jumpish.
So did you run into a problem or something?
Well, I'm starting to question some of my choices. As you know, I like to get on every mailing list I can.
Always have, as long as I know. It got you in a lot of trouble.
And I received a correspondence from the new Black Panther Party.
What are you signing up for the new Black Panther Party?
Well, I just, you know, I like to be aware.
You weren't a member of the party back in the 60s, were you, Eddie? When you were in college and, you know, you were you're a young man. You didn't join the Black Panthers, did you?
No, sir. I was too scared.
Okay.
This is the new Black Panther
And what do they
party.
Represent? And what do they represent?
I'm not sure, but they sent me a complimentary flu mask.
That's good. That's nice. And it's the COVID mask. Yes, wear the mask.
And they say, wear this mask proudly.
Yeah, wear the mask.
And I couldn't send them no.
So
I showed my support by wearing the mask.
Okay. So they sent you, make sure it's a qualifying mask that works properly, covers both the nose and the mouth, and that you can properly breathe through. Does it follow all of that stuff?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It's a black material.
Black material.
And it has big white shark-looking teeth, and it has big red lips. And big red gum and a big red tongue.
No, that might get the wrong idea. And now that I think of it, the new Black Panthers, does it say, is that their logo? Does it say anything else on it, Black Panthers or anything like that?
No, it just has the teeth.
Yeah.
And I had been invited to be in Washington, D.C. yesterday because the new Black Panthers was going to give it to the Chinaman.
Stop. Eddie, first, number one, stop going on every mailing list. Number two, you don't want to go after the Chinaman as a new Black Panther in Washington, D.C. I'm glad you didn't go. Number three, wear a solid colored mask. Don't make any statement wearing your mask that might provoke anybody to assume something that isn't necessarily true.
Well, it's a perfectly good, serviceable mask.
Eddie,
and
you can get these. You can make your own. Have Serena get the old Singer sewing machine out and make you a damn mask out of one of your old torn up, ripped T-shirts.
Wilson, they was going to shut down the government of China by being in front of this restaurant called Yum Restaurant.
And what were you supposed to do by shutting down? How are you going to shut down China by being in front of some restaurant?
Because they have a lawyer there by the name of Malcolm Shabazz something.
No,
and
no.
He had a whole binder of papers that he was going waving around that he was going to deliver to the Chinese government. But it turned out the man that owned the restaurant been there since 1979.
Yeah.
And turned out he's from Hong Kong anyway.
Yeah.
And he don't even care for China.
No, they don't. What if, Eddie, stop getting mixed up in stuff.
Because the message was, if the Chinaman gonna mess with Africans in China and Africa.
Yeah.
Then Chinaman gonna get messed with in America and Africa.
Okay. You're an attorney. You're an attorney, aren't you, Eddie?
I figured you want to get behind it.
No, I don't.
Because you're no fan of Wuhan.
I'm no fan of Wuhan, but I'm not going to go into a new Black Panther rally wearing some kind of mask with teeth and tongue and all that and go and rally against the Chinaman at a restaurant from some guy from Taiwan.
Oh, Lord of mercy.
What are you getting yourself into again? Why don't you just mind your own business, stay in that back room, and go find somebody else to sue?
Well, it's not just me, sir. I apologize. Oh, damn it, Eddie.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.